On March 25, 2000, three young Canadian men tried to save a woman swept into dangerous surf.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. The Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
David Elton, Brody McDonald, and Jordan Nixon were among a group of high school students hiking that day on a remote oceanside trail near Shelter Cove, California. Crossing a surge channel, they were surprised by a huge wave. Barbara Clement, a chaperoning parent, was knocked over and pulled down the beach by the rushing backwash. Elton and McDonald ran to help, but just as they reached Clement, another large wave broke over them. Its backwash sucked all three into the roiling surf. Nixon and Martin Poirier, the group's leader, dropped their packs and went to help, but were also dragged seaward by the cold, surging water. A Coast Guard alert attracted local fishermen. One rescued Nixon, another, Donald Sack, found Clement's lifeless body. Then Sack spotted Poirier inside the 12-foot breakers and maneuvered close enough to throw him a line and tow him to safety. Nixon and Poirier were hospitalized but released. Clement, Elton, and McDonald drowned. Because he'd risked his life, Sack was awarded a Carnegie Medal, along with Nixon and, posthumously, Elton and McDonald.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.